I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You know what a fork looks like and how to use it, right? A great blend of form and function, actually, at least until Caterina Comprani gets a hold of one. For this week's Sideways Glance, The World's Clark Boyd does a double take at some of Comprani's versions of everyday objects.
Uncomfortable. It's a word I've heard a lot while reporting on the ongoing Greek economic crisis during the past few years. People who once had good jobs, houses, a level of comfort, suddenly find it's all vanished. Athens-based architect Caterina Comprani's no exception.
Well, the problem is getting worse, and here in Athens and in Greece in general, architecture is not going very well. I also tried to do other stuff.
And what Comprani's done is tap into her own discomfort. A few years ago, she started thinking of everyday objects and how they might be reimagined.
The first sketch that I did, it was a toilet that was, the floor of the toilet was elevated 2 meters approximately from the floor. So you have to use a ladder to go to the toilet. And I thought that's uncomfortable.
Indeed. And then
another idea popped into my mind, which was a closet that its doors would open inwards. It's just a box. Yeah, even if you put something in it, you cannot take it out very easily.
Comprani transferred her sketches to her computer and started doing 3D mock-ups of the objects. There's an umbrella made of cement, a beautiful bowl with a hole in the bottom, and yellow rain boots without the toes.
I try for the objects to be a bit usable. I don't want them to be completely useless. So, I mean, you can use them, but you have to try a lot.
She calls the set of designs the uncomfortable. There are many variations on that classic, the fork. Comprani's got versions with hinged tines. There's another with tines 3 inches thick. They're forks, but they're not.
We all know what a fork does and what a spoon does and, you know, all these everyday objects around us. So you have an expectation of that object to do something. And what I design, it's very close to that, but it's a bit different.
For my part, I started out by laughing at Comprani's designs. And then, after a couple of minutes, I got a bit annoyed.
Many people get angry. I don't know why. They say, I'm so angry seeing this.
Comprani thinks it's because people start thinking about what it would be like to try to use her uncomfortable objects. Take Comprani's design for a pretty blue watering can. She's turned the spout backwards, so that if you tried to pour the water out, it would instead pour right back into the can.
It's not even in the guidelines that I have for myself for uncomfortable. I think it's completely useless. It doesn't do anything. But it's very symbolic.
Symbolic, she says, of life in Greece these days. It's moved beyond the uncomfortable, says Comprani, and straight into the surreal. And what would be even more surreal, she says, is if one day the Greek economy actually improved and she had enough money to build real versions of her computer-designed creations. I'd be the first in line for those toeless yellow rain boots. They'd actually go quite well with that watering can that doesn't actually water. Kind of an official sideways glance uniform. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.
Uncomfortable is also pretty funny, until it's not. We have a slideshow featuring some of Caterina Comprani's designs at PRI.org.